You guys a couple?
Kinda.
What date are we on? What's? How many dates? What are we on? Date two?
Close.
It's always date two, but it's not. It's close. Is it sex date?
It's complicated.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's not. Well, is tonight a date? It is still a date, so it's something. That's awesome. You got your body language says definitely a couple been longer. Right? Right there? Yeah, you two? Right there. No, I'm not going behind. Can't see. Yeah, how long?
7 years.
7 years. Fuck yeah, that's cool. That's great. 12 years. All I keep thinking about is why is it complicated though? Why is it complicated? What's complicated? One of you's married to someone else? Or like you bought him? All right, I was just asking. 7 years is a night like this. Is it still a date night or is it just life now? You're just always going. It's still a date. That's great. I was with a girl for a while and my ex, and she'd be like, "You never take me out on dates." Well, you are always with me. It is always a date. I'm single now, which isn't easier. I went on a first date, and it started off great. She was very sexy. She was fun. At one point, she was like, "Hey, you want to be spontaneous?" And I was like, "Yes, definitely." And she said, "Let's go to a Warriors game." And I said, "That is not what I thought you meant." But sure, I'll go to a Warriors game. Super affordable. And so we went out there, and like it was a last minute thing, so I wasn't dressed for it. I decided I wanted to get a Warriors shirt, make it a memory. And the guy asked me what size I want. And like, I know I'm a bigger dude. I don't care most of the time. But I guess because it was a first date, I got a little self-conscious about it. Because he asked me my size, and I got real weird. And was just like, "Medium! I am a size medium." He looked at me confused and like made eye contact with her, and I knew what they were both thinking, like, no fucking way. This guy can fit into a medium. I'm a proud man. I said, "Give me the medium." So I have a Warriors hand towel now, which is great. They're doing really well, so it works out.
That was Turiya Van Grol's performance during 2017's SF Sketchfest, teaching us how to repurpose shirts into hand towels. Something like that. And now, on to Julia Ramos, who's looking to up the ante in her relationship.
We started living together pretty quickly, and so our relationship, you know, elevated, and we were having a lot of, like, conversations about our future and just making sure, you know, we were on the same page, and so it came up about, you know, possibility of kids. And partway through the conversation, he stops me, and he's like, "So, I just want you to know, I think I might be sterile." I was like, "What? What do you mean you might be sterile?" He's like, "Well, I'm 34 and I've never had a pregnancy scare." I'm like, "Oh my God, no, you're not sterile. You've been sleeping with responsible women." That's all that means. Silly goose, you're sleeping with me now. So we're gonna be parents too.
A very good-looking crowd. Wow, Tacoma.
That's right.
Sexually active crowd. Let's hear it. If you've had sex before, even one time counts. Make some noise. Yeah. That's a good return on that. So, he's had sex twice. Did you hear that? That's dope. How about oral sex? If you've just even tried it once, make some noise for oral sex. All right. Less people somehow. That doesn't make... You guys are swinging for the fences on the first try. Oral sex is strange, oral sex, because there's a lot of weird sounds and smells and tastes going on here. And we put our mouth on there like we want to. But we have food preferences too. That's kind of a bullshit double standard, right? That's not... How are there foods we're afraid of? We'll put our mouth way weirder places. And there's stuff that's supposed to go in our mouth and we don't want it there. There are people that'll bitch about the corner crusty slice of lasagna, but they'll put their mouth on a muff like right now.